Episode 1184, The Real Peace.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? I pray that it has been filled with joy, some relaxation, rejuvenation for your soul. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's all about the real peace. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, where does the real peace show up in your life? Is it peace you try to gain with your own doings? The real peace that you really are in search for is much greater than anything you can do. In fact, you can't shop yourself to peace either. Yet retail therapy is very popular nowadays, and sometimes I'm a real fan. But the real peace is not found in the things and stuff that we gather, the activities, and even our communities. And some would even go and search for it at our church. You can't find it in any of those places. I know, maybe a shocker today, but the real peace is given freely by your Heavenly Father. He loves you so much that after Jesus rose from the grave, He breathed in us the Holy Spirit. You know, coming off of Easter weekend and Easter week, and it sometimes the weekend after is like, it's a letdown. Because then it's like, I got to get back into normal. Things were kind of disruptive a little bit, as in a good thing. You had maybe some extra time off, or you had that meal that you longed for finally, because, you know, it's been so long since Christmas that now you're like, oh, yes, we get the ham or the brisket or whatever your traditions are. And then we all of a sudden have this anxiety that overcomes us, like, oh my gosh, I still have to get to the end of the school year. I still have to get to the end of the year. And I'm not even midway there. What am I doing? And all of a sudden, your blood pressure begins to boil a little bit. You get hot. You begin to sweat. And you're thinking, I need extra deodorant. We're searching for peace in all the wrong places. The real peace is given freely by God. He gave it to us. After Jesus died on the cross and He rose again, He breathed in it. John 20 verse 21 says this, and again Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. You are not alone. As crazy as life gets, and oh, I know it gets crazy. It does for me. You can have the real peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It would be nice to think that your day is going to be filled with peace, tranquility, and lots of calmness. Just lots of it. Overflowing. But is that really what our day looks like? No. We're not guaranteed easy days. John 16, verse 33 says this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. You do not walk alone. You do not have to carry and feel compelled to carry the weight of the world. Let God carry your problems. Give them to Him. Leave them at the foot of the cross. Let God bear your pain. Let God give you peace. You have peace not because you don't have problems. It's because the problems don't have you. The spilt milk, the past due bills, the chaos that fills your day. God's got you in all the wrong and right places. John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. What are you troubled with today? What are you facing for this up and coming week? Is your Monday looking so gloomy already that you're just hoping that something else happens so you don't really, you know, you don't have to face that Monday? What is it for you? Maybe you're sitting here just going, oh, you have no idea what's going on in my life right now. My health is not good and I keep trying, but I keep failing at it, it seems. I just can't get it right. Maybe your marriage is on rocky shores. And you're like, gosh, I wish I could just have peace. I wish I feel like I could come home and my house would be a haven of peace. You could have peace. Take a deep breath and breathe in the real peace, God's peace, His love for you, His promises. You are not alone. Remember, He said, peace be with you. What we need to hear is that we're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. There's no reason to stew over what God has control over. God majors in the minors. He's here to love you, guide you, and protect you. Think about it. God majors in the minors. It's baseball season, by golly. And for God, it's baseball season every season. Every season in your life, good, bad, and ugly, He is there for you. When you hit the home runs, when you stumble and fall and you don't even make it to first base, He's there for you. But you've got to let Him in. You can't shut Him out. Peace be with you. Know that God is here with you, protecting you and loving you. Walk by faith, knowing that God's got you. He's got your back. I know there are days that are filled with more dirt and yuck and muck and mess than you even want to admit. There are days that you sit there and scratch your head going, there's no possible way I can take care of these kids anymore. I have no more energy. They're killing me. I'm done. Why am I the mom? And I feel like I'm always the bad mom. You're not a bad mom. You're not a bad dad. You're doing what you know how, but you need to not do it alone. Did you hear that? You need to not do it alone. Let God in. Let the real peace overcome you. That's ultimately what we want in our lives. It's beginning to get a little bit more chaotic again. We had the move and now we're trying to deal with graduations, plural that is. I've got two girls graduating, and at least with ceremonies, one graduated early, but she's going to walk. So there's lots of ins and outs that have to take place, and moving one home from college and another one going off to his internship. And life's going to get a little crazy for a few weeks. And already I'm kind of feeling stressed, trying to run the household, trying to run the business, trying to be there for you all, trying to be there for myself, and ultimately what? Trying to be there for God. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Whoa, time out. God's going to be there for me. We got to turn the situation around here. Sometimes we are trying to be the Wonder Woman, the Superman of the world. And that's not what God wants. He wants Him in our life to be the real peace, to be the Superman of the world. He wants to use you. But if we're sitting here trying to control everything, it's not going to work. Let God control. Let Him in. Let the real peace shine in you. So start with this. I want you to take a deep breath. Now work with me here. I know sometimes you all think I'm crazy, but trust me, this is going to help you turn a switch. Here we go. You ready? Breathe in. And as you breathe out, I just want you to smile slowly. Do you feel it shift just a little bit? Like, wow, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And guess who's waiting for you at the end of that tunnel? Jesus Christ, with open arms. Run to Him today. Run. Walk by faith, knowing that He's got you. The God of peace be with you. Amen. Lean on God. Let Him be the real peace in your day, every day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.